Bitte, bitte mich. Written by Schwanenkönigin and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Hex. Relationship, Ava Daniels / Deborah Vance. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Deborah doesn't beg. Ava doesn't make people beg. And that's that. Until they meet. Deborah Vance does not beg. Why would she? Why should she? Legends don't need to beg. And what a legend she is. The only person to fill every seat in 100 consecutive shows on the Strip. The only one to sell more than 1 million tickets to their show, and in one of the most visited casinos in the country at that. Deborah Vance is iconic indeed. And icons don't beg. If anything, people beg her. Oh, and they will beg her for all kinds of things. They will beg her for autographs, they will beg her for selfies, they will beg her for new merchandise. Hell, they will even beg for a simple smile. And they are grateful when they get one, no matter whether it lasts half a second or 10 minutes, and no matter whether it's real or fake. Deborah Vance does not beg. Despite having spent 60-odd years on planet Earth, she has never once done such a thing. She did not beg her husband to stay with her. She did not beg for a late night when he left. And, Christ, she certainly did not beg for her sister to get back in touch. And yet. Ava Daniels, on the other hand, does not make people beg. She isn't the type for it. She simply lacks the authority that is needed to affect people that way, and considering that she has never really had much respect for authority herself, that particular fact doesn't come as a huge surprise. Sure, Ava may have talent. She has talent. But that hasn't gotten her anywhere yet, and it likely never will. Her huge fucking mouth ruins any attempt at climbing the ladder to the top. Because nobody will accept someone who regularly overshares as their superior. Figures of authority have to be mysterious. They have to hold back. They have to make sure to only share certain parts of themselves with the world, and they have to be quiet when needed. They have to know when to shut their mouths, and Ava absolutely does not. So, in conclusion, Ava Daniels is not the kind of person who can make people beg. She can't. She couldn't. Ever. And yet. Ava fucking Daniels makes Deborah Vance beg. Or rather, fucking Ava Daniels makes Deborah Vance beg. It kind of just happens one day. After spending months despising each other, then being on good terms, then despising each other some more, then being on better terms, then absolutely hating each other's guts, before finally admitting that sometimes there is only a very thin line between hate and love. Yeah, it just happens. It takes a long while to get to the point where the fucking happens, but it happens. It starts out a bit more tame, though. Ava Daniels all but falls into Deborah Vance's life, head first. She basically faceplants into it, disregarding everything that Deborah Vance has built. And, well, that's that. Ava becomes part of Deborah's routine, and her household, and her thoughts, and her mannerisms, and, worst of all, or best of all, her jokes. Eventually, there is no more option to ignore or disregard what Ava has to say. She is simply a part of Deborah's life, an inescapable one. One might just say that Ava Daniels becomes indispensable to Deborah Vance. And when Deborah realizes this, that's when it happens for the first time. Deborah does not beg, per se, but what she does do is ask Ava not to leave her. She asks Ava to stay, to continue being part of her life. And Ava? Ava stays. Not just at once, either. No, even when Deborah pushes her away, Ava reads between the lines, and she understands that Deborah wants her close. She simply doesn't know how to beg. Where other people would have long begged, she can't. But then the second thing happens. And suddenly, Deborah can beg. It's late. Another long day of meetings is behind them. They're both in the shittiest of moods. Deborah's fury at Ava's blackmailing, despite it being an act of love, which she very much understands, gets the better of her. And they argue and argue and argue, and Deborah becomes angrier by the second, until the line is crossed and she boils over and she pushes Ava up against the wall and chokes her. Ava doesn't fight back. She simply takes it. She looks at Deborah with those big, knowing eyes, and then she moans. It breaks the ice, breaks right through the anger, and that's that. Deborah fucks her right there in the conference room, on the table. She fucks her not once, not twice, but three times, makes her cry and wail and scream and gasp, "I love you," over and over again. And then it's Deborah's turn, and Ava is the best, most attentive lover Deborah's ever had. It isn't a surprise to Deborah that Ava knows her better than her husband. It isn't a surprise that Ava fucks her just right. It isn't a surprise that Ava also knows when she's about to hit her limit. And it absolutely isn't a surprise that Ava uses it against her. What is a surprise is that that is how Deborah Vance finds out that she doesn't just beg. No, she loves it. She loves seeing and feeling Ava's reactions to her begging, and she loves to make Ava want and need more. Deborah Vance loves to beg, and she loves that Ava Daniels loves when she does. Deborah squirts that night. Another surprise. Considering the fact that they've, well, gotten it out of their systems, it shouldn't happen again after that night. And yet, it happens again. And it happens not just once more. No, it happens every damn night from then on. It's as though the dam has broken, and now that it's gone, there is absolutely nothing to keep them from jumping each other's bones whenever the opportunity arises. Sometimes they fuck at the office, because they can't wait after the day they've had. Other times, they make it all the way to the car before they're knuckle-deep inside of each other. Most times, though, thank God, they do, in fact, fuck in Deborah's bed. Or the couch, when they can't last long enough to make it up the stairs. The 600 tassels are suddenly not that bothersome to either of them. So, yeah, Deborah Vance fucks Ava Daniels every single night. And every night, Ava Daniels fucks Deborah Vance. And, indeed, every single night, Deborah Vance begs for it. Some nights, Deborah will beg for that stupidly talented mouth on her pussy. Other times, Deborah will beg for the large cock she knows Ava has been hiding under her slacks all day. And those times, Deborah will absolutely call her a filthy slut. Because who the hell comes to work hard packing? Desperate whores, that's who. Most nights, Deborah will also beg for those exceptionally long fingers, which, by the way, she is never going to make fun of ever again, because those fingers, they reach parts of her that she hadn't even known existed. Ava manages to make her squirt that way every time. Sometimes, more often than Deborah would ever admit, really, she begs for Ava to sit on her face. She thinks that if she had to go another second without having Ava in her mouth, she would go insane. And then, sometimes, Deborah Vance simply begs for Ava Daniels to make her come in whatever way she pleases. No matter which words she uses, and no matter what she begs for and how she begs for it, every single night, Deborah Vance begs for Ava Daniels to fuck her, to make her come. Deborah Vance craves begging now. And Ava Daniels craves making Deborah Vance beg. They're the perfect couple, really. They're so good together that it's almost ridiculous to think that there was ever a time when they weren't constantly fucking. It is true, however. Deborah Vance used to not beg, ever. And Ava Daniels used to not be the kind of person to make other people beg. But here they are, now, doing the things they never thought they would. And thank God that they are. The end.